Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody knows the results, I'm sure. Mitt Romney came in first, as everybody suspected, with 37% of the vote. Dr. Ron Paul, came in with 23% of the vote to finish second, and John Huntsman finished behind him. We really didn't hear anything from Newt Gingrich. We really didn't hear anything from Rick Santorum. And we surely didn't hear anything from Rick Perry and Michelle Bachmann. Was officially on the ballot, but did not compete. Now, the actual delegate stuff, which is what this is really all about. The actual delegate stuff was Mitt Romney got 5, Ron Paul got 2, and John Huntsman got 1. I'm not sure who's more dangerous, Mitt Romney, Ron Paul, or John Huntsman. You know, actually, I don't think Ron Paul's dangerous at all. Well, everyone knows where I stand on the issues, and we know that there's been a lot of talk in New Hampshire this week, particularly from Newt Gingrich, about predatory capitalism. Like, is there another kind? Why don't you give me a call? 347-945-6713. Let me know what you think about the Republican finish in New Hampshire, what it means for our guy in the White House. There's that new book out today. You might have some opinions on that. You can call in, come to the chat room, let us know what you think about that. There's Dylan Radigan's new book, Greedy Bastards. I had to buy it just for the title. I'm in the process of reading it right now. But that's another interesting question. Are we at the end of the American century? Is there anything that we can do about the American century? The very interesting end of New Hampshire speech, or finishing second speech, that Dr. Ron Paul gave. He actually made the point that the Soviet Union disappeared because of its worldwide adventures, the final act being its invasion of Afghanistan. So, does anyone out there think that the invasion of Afghanistan may be the last gasp for the United States of America? Are we going broke? Are we just going to collapse under the weight of our own debt, of our own greed? Are we all greedy bastards? I don't know the answer to any of these questions, but if you give me a call at 347-945-6713, maybe, just maybe, we can engage in some dialogue that will help us to answer them. I got 50 empty lines, and now I've gone to the premium. I got the money situation straightened out with Blog Talk Radio, and everything is on a even keel. I cannot imagine either Mitt Romney or John Huntsman being president of the United States. I surely couldn't vote for either one of them. Although, if I was voting in the primary, I would vote for Huntsman before Romney. Romney's just a fake. Just a pure, unadulterated fake. The only Republican who would have even the smallest chance of my voting for him in November is Dr. Ron Paul. I might as well just get it out there. I know people think he's a racist. I know people think, oh, he was against Martin Luther King's birthday. I know all that. None of that means a thing if there's no United States of America. And I believe that if we keep fighting these wars, which all these people want to do, that there just may be no United States of America. Remember, Iran. Yeah, everybody, oh, we're going to fight Iran. Oh, we're going to attack Iran. Just remember, the fucking Iraqis killed a million of them, and they didn't stop. They didn't quit the war. How many lives is that going to cost us? How much money is that going to cost us? And all these people want to do is, let's go have another war. Hot dog, slam, bam. Won't just be a volunteer army out there, folks. It's not enough to do it. You just can't keep blowing places up without the world starting to hate you. Give me a call, 347-945-6713. We can talk about going to war with Iran if you want. We can do that. Now he's talking about the returning troops. You know, the sad part about the troops returning home from Vietnam was they were indeed the nation serving. They were draftees. They didn't join the army for the money. And I don't want to hear the baloney that these guys wouldn't have joined, that it's not the money that they joined for. They had to offer the money to get people to join. They had to take reserve units and just wear them out over 10 years of war on two fronts. I am just completely baffled by this whole thing. So why don't you give me a call at 347-945-6713 and talk to me about it. Or if there's something else you want to talk about. The Republican nomination is going to move to South Carolina now. If anybody in South Carolina is down there, give me a call, 347-945-6713. Let me go check the chat. Oh, I got, where's a remark from the chat? Predictable results. Did everything happen that you wanted? Is that how you predicted it to happen? Give me a call. Let's talk about it. What was so predictable about it? And is it going to change anything for what comes forward? The cult will be calling in any minute now. I got Rachel Maddow on here on the TV. Quick Perry got 830 votes in New Hampshire. Hey, I got a call here. Go ahead, you're on with Norm. Go ahead. You're on with Norm.
I guess you can't hear me.
No, I can hear you now.
Oh, okay.
I'm hearing you just fine, so you say the results are predictable.
Yeah, I'm catching the end of this thing, and, you know, it's predictable. You know, no surprises here. Gingrich and Santorum won't get any delegates at all.
They hardly got any votes at all.
Yeah, I think Rick Perry, I think he got like 600
830. Votes. Oh. He got 830 actual votes.
Yeah, yeah. Well, at least that'll give him an exit, you know. So.
No, he's got a ton of money.
Well, he does, but, you know, after this, what's the point, you know?
Buddy Romer didn't get any votes either.
Well, yeah, well.
I like Buddy.
Oh, I know. I mean, I see him on TV now and then, but, you know.
I can vote for Buddy. Everybody out there listening, we started at 9:30 tonight because I had to go to a birthday party and I wasn't sure I'd be back before 9:30. But I was, and I'm here, and I'm glad. And if you're out there listening, give us a call. Join in. But we're still only going to 10 o'clock.
Yeah.
And just a little, I got a nice card from Tom, the Navy vet. So that was nice.
We've been sending emails now and then, you know.
He gave me an email, and so I'm happy, and so I'll be able to fire that up again.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, I thought of you guys because I joined a writer's group.
Oh, really?
Yes, I did. And I actually have a story, I guess they call it in progress. But there's a scene that recreated from Casa de Pizza after a Queen City Chess Club night.
Oh, okay.
And so there's some characters that you guys might recognize.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Well, no, you got to write from what you know.
Oh, sure, sure. Yeah, I've had
not a newspaper report, so there's a lot of different ideas in it.
Yeah, I have had a story that is in bits and pieces, and so I'd have to go over three different email accounts to collect it all together again. But it's sort of like I think I titled it something like Confessions of a Catholic Boy. And it deals with the church and especially Southside Irish Buffalo and a lot of things that you would relate to.
just throw it out there on the web.
Well, it's you know, it's in pieces, like I say, you know. Sometimes I would get inspired and I'd knock off like half a dozen paragraphs and then I would just stop.
Well, do you know about Nanomo?
Nanomo? No.
National Novel Writing Month.
Oh, wow, okay.
It's Nanorimo, I always leave out the re for writing.
Oh, okay.
But the idea is, it's really an off-the-wall kind of group. You would like it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's it. But every November, the object is to write a whole novel in a month.
Oh, wow.
And so you're supposed to write 1,800 words a day.
Yeah. Well, we have one here with the local alternative newspaper, and they have a contest called Flash Fiction. Of course, you're limited to 150 words.
What do they call it? What kind of fiction?
Flash. Flash fiction.
Oh, flash fiction.
Yeah, so it's got to be quick, to the point, and you only get 150 words. So.
And is this a continuous thing?
No, you just do your 150 words and that's it, you know.
Well, no, but what I meant is it, like, is there 2 weeks where this happens, or
is it ongoing? No, it just has a deadline, you know, and they'll pick the best 10 and publish them, you know.
Have you ever set one in?
I've been thinking about it a lot.
Yeah, I know. But I think about it a lot. But anyway, so this year I decided that I really was going to give Nanomo an honest try.
Mm-hmm.
And I think I went 10 days. So that's still 18,000 words.
Yeah, wow.
And none of it's been edited or anything.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's about this, the idea is this kid from Buffalo who grows up and goes off to Washington and meets up with some IRA characters. And they try to blow up the National Cathedral at Reagan's funeral.
Ooh.
With a deep cover agent who was a teacher at St. Albans School.
Mm-hmm.
Who this guy from Buffalo meets at, of course, a bar.
Yeah. Oh, that's...
I don't know. We'll see. But, this kid, actually, when he's in Buffalo while he's going to college, he actually meets Bernadette Devlin.
Uh-huh.
And
where does he meet her?
At Buff State.
Oh, at Buff State. Oh, okay.
Yeah, she actually came there in 1971.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
When she was over here raising money for the IRA.
Yeah, where she raised the most money? The Irish Community Center on Abbott Road.
Really?
And,
I didn't know that.
And there she met with the real, these guys were either IRA supporters, potentially members, it's hard to say.
How do you know this?
I know because my grandparents lived like 2 blocks away.
Oh, okay.
And
I know she was here because I was the kid. I actually had lunch with her.
Hmm. Well, she... They used that, it was a former YMCA, but it had a big basketball court, and then they used it for weddings and anniversary parties. I've been in there many, many times. So,
anybody like to give us a call and comment about Bernadette Devlin, 347-945-6713, just for a little background for... Those of you who may not remember her, she was the youngest and first female member of the British Parliament elected from Northern Ireland. She was elected from Belfast, and she was the real spitfire, if you would. If you saw a picture of her now, you would never have realized how good-looking she actually was.
Mm-hmm.
But if you go back and look at some early 70 pictures of her, and most people I know now, when I would tell them about, meeting her and having lunch with her, and talking about how she was a hottie, nobody believed it. Mm. But she eventually got married... And while no one knows who actually did it, but There's a lot of the Ulster Protestant Brigade or whatever they called it. The house she and her husband were living in was bombed. Somehow she survived.
Mm-hmm.
And so that was really kind of cool. And then another guy who visited the State University when I was there was Billy Kunstler.
Oh.
And I altered my story a little so they were there at the same time. Creative license. But anyway, but this writer's group, I'd never done anything like that before. And it was really kind of fun. I'm glad that I went.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
and I was supposed to go to another writer's group last night, but instead I went last night and met William Gibson, Neuromancer, and actually I was kind of disappointed. Actually, I didn't go to, I guess you could say, being at a book signing is like meeting him.
Yeah, it's sort of brief, you know.
Well, anyway, I was not pleased with what he did at the book signing. And I surely didn't want to buy the new book. Because it was a collection of essays. You know, none of which had been written in the last 5 years.
Oh, yeah.
Actually, there may have been a couple, and I don't want to say that. But then for his presentation, my God, he read 2 essays to us. Who the hell cares about?
I know, you could have read them yourself.
Wow.
Yeah, yeah.
I guess when you're on those books, it didn't show much preparation.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know.
Because you were paging through the book, picking them out.
I have a signed copy
of Gore
Vidal's, you know, Best of, I guess it's called. But that was a brief thing. You know.
I went on a book tour with Tim Russert.
Yeah.
And he never read from the books. He talked about things.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I really wish William Gibson had talked about. You know, he made some hints at, like, where his ideas and stuff came from. But that's what I was interested in. And then the Nimrods that asked him questions. Nobody asked him any hard questions.
Yeah, well, you know, it was a bad
start. Oh, Rick Santorum fans is about to speak about his zero delegates.
Oh, okay. I have, oh, yeah, there it is. You must have MSNBC on.
Oh, yeah, that's all I watch.
Yeah.
I'm becoming more infatuated with Rachel Maddow.
Mm-hmm.
You know, she's had a great past 6 months.
Oh, yeah.
I'd reached the point I couldn't turn her show on.
Yeah, well. No, I like her her humor. You know, I don't necessarily agree with her politically, but she's much more fair. I think she runs a better show, especially her interviews are much better than, say, Ed Schultz or, what's his name, Lawrence O'Donnell.
He
just tears into people. It's vicious, man.
What's his last name? Lawrence.
Yes, you know.
Well, he made me angry today. He tore into Ron Paul.
Yeah, well, he does that all the time. Yeah.
He was on a show, and they were interviewing the people, and he said, well, there's no need to talk about Ron Paul. It just doesn't matter.
Mm-hmm. No, he does matter, because he's going to be there all the way up to the Republican convention, and that message is going to keep coming out, whether O'Donnell likes it or not.
That's right, Lawrence O'Donnell.
It's a very strong message, and it's very popular. See, there's more to this. There's more to his campaign.
And I'm tired of hearing strawberry on their faces. Sharpton.
Oh, yeah.
Talk about
how,
well, you know, we can't vote for Ron Paul because he voted against Martin Luther King's birthday.
Yeah, well, you had a lot of people who opposed it because he hadn't been vetted, you know. They thought things would come out that weren't exactly, favorable.
Why don't we celebrate Franklin Roosevelt's birthday? Why don't we celebrate Malcolm X's birthday?
I'm sure they do in some circles, but...
Why don't we celebrate Stokely Carmichael's birthday? You could make a very strong case that they had as much or more effect on the civil rights movement than Martin Luther King did.
Yeah.
You know, and I'm tired of hearing about all this nonviolent stuff. Did they forget Detroit? Did they forget Watts twice?
Mm-hmm.
Did they forget Buffalo? Did they Washington, D.C. twice?
Right, all right. Well,
did they forget Baltimore?
Yeah, the money didn't start pouring in until the building started setting fire, so we all know that.
Nobody paid any attention to anybody until the building started burning.
Right, exactly.
Nobody paid any attention to anybody in London until the building started burning. I mean, do we have a Huey Newton Day? Do we have a... H-Rap Brown Day?
Oh, you're leaving out Eldridge Cleaver. Come on now.
Oh, sorry, Eldridge Cleaver. I always thought he and Stokely Carmichael blend into one person for me.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't... we had this... A Black Reading Day during February at Black History Month.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and so everybody's reading Harriet Tubman, Frederick Douglass. I read a chapter from Soul on Ice.
Mm-hmm.
It was very moving. But anyway.
There was a chapter.
The Newt, sir.
Oh, the Newt. Yes. Mm.
How is the Newt going to spin this one?
Well, this is, you know...
He finished behind Santorum.
Right. Well, he'll be able to do, you know, I mean, he'll be selling books and giving speeches. I mean, that's about all this is. I mean, I think his campaign is a fraud, so, you know.
Oh, that wife of his.
Oh, yeah, look at that hair. Jesus.
She looks like a bird.
If you touch that hair, you might cut your hand.
Famous singer here in Washington.
That's some hardcore hair, boy. Look at it.
But anyway, we're down to the last minute and 30. Anything you want to say tonight?
No, not really. We've got how many weeks till South Carolina? I think most of it at this
Tuesday.
At this point, it's predictable, and I don't know.
When is Super Tuesday this year?
It's in March.
It's in
right?
February sometime.
February? I thought it was like first week of March. I may be wrong.
Oh, maybe it is. You know. Here I'm sitting here wondering about something, and I'm violating my own rule.
Let's see.
Don't stand there arguing about something you got to look up.
Right.
Hey, do you know anything about a website called Spotify?
Spotify. I've heard of it.
The music site.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'm only vaguely familiar, not enough to tell you anything.
Super Tuesday won't be so super.
Yeah, it'll probably
Here's the primary schedule, folks, for the last We got Iowa and New Hampshire are done. January 21st. It's almost 2 weeks. South Carolina, the 31st. Florida. Then there's four caucuses in a row. Missouri, Arizona, Michigan, and Washington. Super Tuesday is March 6th, which will include Alaska, Georgia, Idaho, Massachusetts, North Dakota, Ohio, Oklahoma, Tennessee, Vermont, and Virginia. My own, when is my own? Maryland, April the 3rd. I'll have to change to Republican before then so I can vote for Ron.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, I'm just joking there, folks. Don't worry, don't worry. We're in the last minute here of this abbreviated version of Norm at Night. Just to have a quick recap, folks. Mitt Romney won with 37% of the vote. Ron Paul was second with 23%, followed by John Huntsman with 15%. Those three guys were the only guys who got delegates. Romney got 5%, Paul got 2%, and Huntsman got 1%.
Oh, Newt, I'm showing 5-3-2 on that.
I'm sorry?
I'm showing 5-3-2 on that.
Oh, well, maybe it's changed. It's
there's 12 total, and they haven't assigned all of them yet, yeah.
Oh, 5-3-2, that's 10.
Yeah.
So maybe Huntsman or maybe Santorum will get 1.
Oh, no, he's down in the 1% to 0.
Right, but they're competing for... they're competing for fourth place. Newt is, Huntsman's up to...
Yeah, Huntsman's third. And,
up to 17. Okay, good.
Yeah.
But anyway, that's it for tonight. We'll see you next week. And
okay.
I'll talk to you during the week, too.
Oh, okay. What are you going to do? Give me a call, or...?
Yeah, I'll just call. And,
okay, very good.
Because I want to start doing some other things on the show, and I thought you might be able to help.
Okay, very good.
Outstanding. Well, just keep being your predatory capitalist self.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
Hey, it was a great day.
Next week.
It was
Norman
a great day.
Night, say...
It was a great day for gold and silver. I had a good time this afternoon.
Great day for gold. I'm glad. We'll see you next week.
Okay, take care, man.
And that's it for tonight, fans. We're out of here.
Good night.
Good night.